the Age of Vision radio show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision radio show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark. This is the Age of Vision radio show. I'm playing around with that button. I just realized it makes a noise while I'm on the radio. So I think I'm going to be like a spinner and add some noise in every once in a while. Anyways, this is Christmas week, and I don't know about many of you, but I have a certain feeling about Christmas. I like Christmas. I do not identify as a Christian. Although I was raised Catholic, I haven't thrown the baby out with the bathwater. There's a lot of good things that comes with all of that. So today is Wednesday, December 23rd, and I had an interview arranged, and that person didn't answer the phone. So I am here on the radio live, and I thought what I would do is talk to you about what we were going to talk about anyways. Hold on just one second. I'm going to mute my button and try to get myself a little bit better arranged here because it makes me nervous they didn't answer the phone. So hold on, take me about 10 seconds. Okay, there you go. That shouldn't have been too long. Anyways, I wanted to talk to you about the super important, but that's this person calling me. Hold on just one second. Good morning, Lonnie. That was the person. That was the person that I was going to interview calling me at my office line. So I guess it's a good. That's one of the good times, huh, when someone does it. Let me see if I can get the number in there. And I'm going to give them a call. And we're going to interview Carol. She's Weeping Willow too, and she is. She and I were talking about the importance of prayer. She's the woman that I interviewed a few weeks back who actually did get her house back from Chase Bank. So, quite successful. She did fight the bank and it did work. Hopefully this will work, you guys. Hold on just one second. Come on, Skype. Go faster than that. Thank you.
Hello.
Good morning, Carol. This is Lonnie from UCY Radio. I've been trying to call you. I just finished saying that you weren't home, and I was going to go do it on my own. So thank you for calling
me. I was on the other line. I was trying to get – I've seen a restricted number on there.
I apologize.
Well, let's
get down to that. That's why I thought I'd call you. I did call you from my cell phone when I realized that maybe you weren't calling me. Anyways, Listen, we are now in 5 minutes into the show, and I haven't really introduced the theme of our show, Carol. So I've just been sort of apologizing because I was stuck there by myself and sort of figuring out what I was going to do. But
well, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. It happens. So listen, I am very concerned about the fact that there's a lot of information. We're all talking about information, how we're providing it. So the so-called establishment anti-nukers are willing to go on the slow train, sit in all these meetings, listen to the entire remediation process, listen to the countless deaths of the children living around St. Louis. We have to have numbers to prove that it's causing cancer. No, we don't. We already have scientific data, hardcore data that says if you were living next to a nuclear waste dump site and it's leaking, it will cause you cancer. So the government needs to move you out right now. That's the only meeting
right.
we need to be at. That's what I say. This is bull.
Well, I did a report here about a week ago about St. Louis and that landfill up there, and a doctor had said that there were children being born without eyes in their eye socket and double rowed teeth.
What the CDC is saying, well, we need numbers. This is bull. We already know scientifically if you leave people within a certain area of nuclear waste that's leaking, they're going to be harmed, period. And this was not
right.
the government's fault that these people were moved. I'm not blaming the government. This is the big thing. We already have no indemnity. Nobody can sue anybody. I mean, do you know what I'm saying? Like, there is a certain level. The reason they're fighting it is because when I say nobody has indemnity, that's not exactly true. These shareholders, these utility companies, they all have to pay some money when people get harmed. They have to contribute to moving them out. And I think that's part
well, that's
of the issue.
World War II radioactive waste is sitting in that bridge to landfill.
Yes, it
and,
is.
And, pardon me?
Yes, it is. And you know what?
Yeah, and Bill Gates owns 51% of that landfill, and he's all for the depopulation.
Well, screw him and his agenda. This is why I decided to talk to you about this. Because
right. well,
I know that you and I, like, you don't call God God. You refer to God as the Father or Yahshua. I
yes.
personally, I accept that you do that. That's not what I do. That's not how I view God. I don't even
right.
view God like the Western people view God, to be honest. I'm not going to get into why I believe my beliefs, but I accept that that's how you refer to God. I believe in the universality.
No, I don't call him Joshua. Yahshua
Look.
Is Jesus' name, supposedly.
Okay,
and,
that's exactly my
Yahweh
point.
Yahweh is
but this
Father.
But look, this is the point here. I am so sick. We're literally sick to death. See, the words we say matter. What our thoughts
right.
are things. I am a survivor of severe child abuse. I have had a horrendous many challenges. My life dramatically improved when I owned two things. One, I'm responsible for every single thing in my life, including me living in a world full of nuclear pollution by the time I'm 60, because I wasn't aware, but it was my responsibility as an adult to figure that out. In a world that we're living in, this is the message. Responsibility looks forward, blame looks backward. We need to own
right.
it and accept it. That guess what? It's not them. It's not those politicians. They don't care. Holy fuck. Excuse my language. I'm really making an effort not to cuss. Nobody cares. Their eyes glaze over. We're having children in St. Louis dying, and the CDC is saying we need studies. Excuse me? I mean, I don't know about you, but for these people...
They've had 5 years to do the studies. Since it's been on fire, so how long does it take to do their little...
Well, you know what the issue is? They haven't been doing studies. That's the point. Up until recently, this is a... By the anti-nuclear movement's thesis, that's progress. We're making progress.
Right.
I am sick of, personally... We don't need to take the slow train on this anymore. It's time to put some fuel in the engine and get people to understand it's going to take human beings to get involved in this, to call Claire McCaskill, Governor Jay Nixon, Senator Roy Blunt, Really, though, you might as well not even harass the Congress, because the Congress will do whatever the Senate says on these big issues. They're not going to say, oh, we're not going to help those people of my district. No, they're going to do it. So we need Governor Jay Nixon to declare a state of emergency in St. Louis. And we really need to have the Claire McCaskill and Roy Blunt behind that so that it will happen, because he would do it. It's a money issue, but this is what I say. Oh my goodness. I'm going to have to. No, I am going to just hang up on somebody right there, folks. Let me unplug the phone. Sorry about that. We have to get them to change their hearts and minds. We must get them to change their hearts and minds. And I really believe in divine intervention. As a survivor of child abuse, our thoughts are things. We can, this is how I view God. God works within us. We are, it's not some external force. And I wanted to talk to you about, you made a comment to me in your method that you do in relating to God. You referred to a Bible quote and you said it to me, and it hit me like a ton of bricks about
Yes.
we need to turn away from the evil ways, and God will restore our land. That was the last part of the God will. This is what we need. We need a restoration of our land. Now, how I think that is, we need to pray really seriously, put our heads and minds and meditate on this. We need people privately, and if you want to do it publicly, put your heads together and say, you know what, we actually really need the people that are making these decisions to understand the severity of what they are ignoring, the harm, the ecocide. We need to change their hearts and minds so that they go, hey, we're going to stop funding the black ops. And if the black ops are going to have a revolution and start killing our elected officials, so be it. It's enough. It's enough to have the Gestapo running our government. It's done. And the people that are in elected office need to start making a stand. And I venture to say that those people in the black ops, we can change their minds. We don't even need them to. Those are just regular people like us. We can change their hearts and minds. Focus on sending them love. Focus on sending them a sense of compassion, remembering what their humanity is, and that they have a choice not to use
Well,
these
everything that
weapons.
we're facing right now is a battle of the spirit, good and evil. Because it's not the might of the people that's going to win this. It's getting on your knees and praying and calling out to the Father. And if I may, I'll read this scripture. It's in
Yeah.
Second Chronicles, Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14, states, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." So, if the people just turn to him, because he is the Almighty Father, and he does
Okay.
hear prayers,
Yeah.
and I've testified to that with the miracles he's bestowed on me, and his grace, is all
Yeah,
sufficient.
but you know what, though? This is what I say, Carol. It's not, I mean, this is why I hesitated to talk about this on my radio show. I personally, it grates as an ex, as a lapsed Catholic, and a person who, after this country continued to call themselves a Christian nation after the calamity and treasonous actions of Bush and Cheney, who call themselves Christian, makes me spit, to be honest. I can't call myself a Christian anymore. And when I was younger, I was a Baha'i. I actually understood the Islamic faith, part of the Baha'i religion, as you study all religions. But I came to a different venue. I'm not, I tell you what, this is what I think. That scripture to me spoke to me in saying, look, if listen to what it says. They are called by my name. It's like self-reflection. It's us, folks. It's not called by my name. We have to take action. We're called by the Spirit. We know what's the right thing. Ackerman talks about this all the time. It's your conscience. Your conscience is your connection to God. That's what I call it. Like it's the direct link to the universal power of love. And that is our one thing that we have on this planet that I don't know if we have on another planet. We have love. We have love here in
Well,
our.
it is the spirit. that's in each of us, those that at least have accepted Him as their Savior. But it is the Spirit, and people, a lot of people want to call it your conscience.
Girl, I'm of the belief
that it is the Holy Spirit that resides in us.
Well, look, let me just back up here, because since this is my radio show, this is why I hesitated to talk about this on the air. And I told you I'd just be frank with you when we had this conversation, because I go into this kind of touchy. I personally don't believe in an exclusionary God. I think we're all accepted. I think the heaven and hell that we're living is, I believe that that whole thing, if you have to be, you have to accept Him in your life. You can't turn away from God. I don't care. And you don't need to accept God, because God's there. You either listen to the Spirit or you don't. And when you don't, life is for shit. And right now on our planet, we're having a really hard time, because so many people are turning off their conscience, turning off that vessel to God or to the Father, whatever you want to call it. We need people to focus their minds. This is why I had to have this conversation. Right, I thought it was so appropriate right before Christmas. Because right now people are saying, well, Christmas is not a commercial thing. Exactly right. It is not a commercial thing. It is about getting together and feeling love with your family, being in love with your neighbors or whoever it is around you, and sharing that. That was the message of Jesus. Jesus brought us a new commandment: love one another as I love you, or whatever that is. You know,
right.
You can tell that's for sure.
When the disciples asked Him what is the most important commandment, He said love.
Right.
And if people did love one another, I mean, what a wonderful world, right?
Well, we have that possibility. See, I'm a person of possibilities. I believe it's possible to overcome these people who have taken over the military and have lied to people. And, you know, when you consider the military or the people, they are hardened to death. That's their job. So to them, do they care if some little girl's dying of cancer or some little girl that they bombed in Afghanistan? Really? Does it matter to them? No. And what Einstein said is 100% true. If soldiers refused to pull the trigger, we would not have war. Just like this is the attempt of the, quote, rehabilitation program for batterers who beat their wives. If you refuse...
Yeah, but what are all these wars about? It's all about the corporations. It's not about protecting the soil here in America. You're out there, they're out there...
This is the issue, Carol. Those are part of the facts. That's what I'm saying. Like, I am sick to death of the facts. The why.
Yeah.
Why people get cancer. Why fundamentally. Blah, 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 blah. What I want to focus on, and this is the message, what I want to engage in. The vehicle has always been through religion. Like, bring peace on earth has been a, quote, religious message, right? You get, like, the jihadis or the CIA inflaming this entire CIA, they're just seriously inflaming the jihad movement, and intentionally, because they're war profiteers. That's their job. Okay, I get that. But even here in our country, we have abortionists being killed, people who were willing to perform abortions on women being murdered. And there's a whole community that says, that's good, those people are murdering babies. I personally, and I am a very, I don't care what anybody says, until they, you know, this is a very, there's a really great book called The Common Secret. In that book, that woman who became an abortion doctor said, you know what the common secret is? You know how many women are out there protesting who eventually come into our clinic and want to secretly get an abortion, and then they stop showing up at the protests? That's the theme of that book. So let's just don't even get into this one, because it's not about life. If those same people would say, I don't believe in war, we would not have war in this planet. Because there's
The answer to everything is for people, His people, the people, to turn to Him and bow down, because He will heal the land and He will stop
And that's what I think our thoughts are things. If we focus on that, we need to focus on people's minds and hearts and asking for the Spirit of the universe to create a divine intervention here. Let's move these hearts to heal the planet. Like our planet, Helen Caldicott is so right. The planet is in the emergency room having been riddled with bullets. in critical condition, and it looks bad. We need help. You know what I mean? We need
Exactly.
a vigil. We need
And
a vigil by the patient in the emergency room. How about that one?
Right. If the people understood the power they have that the Father has given them to his Son, if I may read the scripture of Matthew 18 through 20.
That's this is just a disclosure. Carol and I had this pre-conversation because I am not a, quote, Christian, and I sort of hesitate to this, some of the language, but it's hers, and so I'm not going to say anything, but go
ahead,
Carol.
I don't claim to be no Christian. I'll never claim to be a Christian. I'm just a believer, but here goes.
Okay.
Verily, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. For where two or more are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So whatsoever shall be asked of the Father through the Son shall be done. And if people would just get on bended knee and cry out to the Father and say, hey, stop this. Stop the raping of this world. Stop the nefarious characters that are killing planet
well,
Earth.
Carol, this is what I have to interject here. And let me just get you some background because we have some time. That whole passage is like chalk on a chalkboard to me. Because that entire passage was said and sung at my sister's wedding. The woman seriously, honestly, when I tell you I've had journeys in my life, I've had journeys. I can't, this is part of the reason I cannot abide even the whole concept of get on your knees to the Father. I'm not an atheist, but I think in terms of the whole Western world, the whole thing is off, except that we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We need our minds to come together. God has given us whatever the universal, how it happened accidentally, with intention, with the hand of the Father, whatever, whoever, however you want to perceive that. We have an ability as a species to put our minds together, to heal the planet, to come up with the solutions. Because these things are not going to just like, bing, he's going to bring a magic wand and it's going to get fixed. We're going to need the people who are studying this science to agree in their own hearts and minds. Wow.
Well, if I can share a story, a short story with you. Many years ago, long before computers and cell phones and all this stuff, there was a town down south, and I don't remember because this has been 35, 40 years ago, that this town wanted snow for Christmas. And none of the children had ever seen snow. And that entire town came together in prayer, as it does say here in Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 through 20. That entire town prayed for snow. And you know what? They got it. They got that snow. And their children got to see it, play in it, and everything else. So I do stand on the word. I know we have a difference of opinion in this, and that's fine. I mean, you know, we're still friends.
But it's not just the words, but this is my point right now. This is why this belongs on this show. A, it's part of the social engineering right now in our country that we feel right before Christmas, at least I feel, and I'm acknowledging this. This is why I wanted to have this conversation today. There's so many
right.
things going on about social engineering in our culture right now. The week before Christmas, we are not even talking about the gross corporate negligence that our country, our tax dollars, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Bill Gates, who we're paying by buying his products this week, is doing to the people of St. Louis. And we need divine intervention. I do believe in that. And I think you're right.
Yes.
When we call our minds together and we pray together, and there's really no other, but this is the interesting thing. I'm battered by the whole thing. That's how I feel. I mean, I was raised Catholic and grew up in a battered family. I grow up and become an adult. I move out of the Catholicism, move into like the Christian or the faith, you know, start doing the Bible thing, and the language beats you up. And here we have George Bush and Dick Cheney, so-called Christians, running the world. These people at the NRC lying to us about the CDC saying we need to have more studies because the government regulation. And those guys go to church every week. I find that an offense.
Right before
Christmas. And, oh, we want to bring Christ back to Christmas. Really? Well, how much are they really going to do that? Because Christ was not about, you know, none of the celebration. Christ was about loving your brothers and sisters. That's the baby in the bathwater. That's why Christ was the analogy of a baby. That's what I think. You can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You have to have, like, the love. Love is the most primary thing that we have on this planet that has always gotten us through. I know somebody
who... Well, this country was founded on the Father.
Life is founded on the Father. You know, life is founded on the... You know, life is founded
on... Because they wanted to be a nation that prayed to him.
There was a nation that prayed to him. I disagree with that whole concept. The reason we have the United States was for war profiteering and for greed. The United States has been at war since it was incepted. The military, it has had one type of a war or another. It's been without war for very few years because it is an aggressor nation. It invades people's lands. It does not cooperate. It does not respect boundaries. It will murder, death, and kill. And I think as a nation, it's time for us to stop that. And we need to take care of our own people.
Well, we never broke free from England, you know, even though we had the English and American War.
Well, look, what's that about, Carol? Let's talk about it. I mean, if you want to go there, it's all about murder, death, kill. It's war profiteering. It doesn't matter who's
right.
Yeah,
it is. It most certainly is. And the Queen Bee over there in England
is
bad.
This is why I think it's important right now. Why do you think the nuclear cartel, Carol, is really doing what they do? Because it's a war profiteering machine. It's all. They don't care.
Yeah, it's lucrative. You know, war is lucrative.
It's also immoral. And I think that we can change their hearts and minds. I think it's very, and this is the message right before Christmas. I really want to drive this home. I really believe that this is important. We need people, however you know, there's people that are atheists. I spent a long period of my life being an atheist, to be honest. If there was God, I grew up in such a hellhole. Like, really? If there was a God, he was mentally ill. That's what I thought. You know what I mean? It was like,
You don't think that no more, right?
No, and you know why? Because I really began to understand that the power that I have. Now, this is why I don't identify as a Christian. Sometimes the language just is like chalk on a chalkboard. But you know what? The spirit is identical. God does not see religions. God, however you want to identify, there is a universal thing that really generates from kindness and love. And that's the God source. That's what Jesus said. The most important thing is love. That is the most, that's our thing. That's our deal as humans. And as we move away from it, that's, to me, as a Christian, as a former Christian, as a ex-lapsed Catholic, as a Catholic, I mean, all those things that I was labeled and kind of indoctrinated on how they viewed it, the bottom line is, we're about to enter into a Christmas season where our elected officials are going to go home and have a great time with their families. The people on the far side of St. Louis, they'll be able to have a great time with Christmas and forget all about those people on the other side who are sitting in a hospital bed or might have to go to the emergency room. I mean, I want us to think about them, and I want us to really ask for God to change the hearts and minds of the people that are making the decisions to help remediate and move these people right away. Like, you know, it's not a Christmas present for them to pass legislation to move the waste. The cleanup does nothing for the people. The cleanup is not helping the families. It's not, because the harm has already happened. They've been living there. They need to be moved, it is unconscionable. And it's time for our elected officials to change their minds.
If the people would get one simple concept, which is do unto others as you would have them do unto you, you know?
Well, look, they do get that, but then listen to this. When you call, if you actually were to call somebody at Lacey Clay's office or at Roy Blunt's office, I mean, they won't talk to you. They'll take, see, this is the thing. We're just, the way they have created the laws of the Senate and the House, their staff cannot engage us in conversation anymore. They're not allowed to talk to us. They cannot say
Well,
anything.
I have to give a plug to this man. I had someone send me a video, and it's called We the People, and it's Bill Britt, Britt, and Medcom.tube is the YouTube name, Medgam dot a space dot and then a space tube, TUBE. This guy has got it right on the money on what needs to be done in this country. I wish he was running for president.
Yeah, but you know
I
what?
truly do.
That's another one of the why questions that I'm so sick of, Carol. I want us to like move their hearts. I want us to really, all of us need to just pray. I don't know what it, I mean, I don't know what other word to use it. I guess maybe that's part of the social engineering thing. Like it's not, I believe in like a power of med, I think that's what prayer is. Prayer is like you going inside and talking to the quote source of the universe, which is really, I don't know where it comes from within us, but as we're headed into like the next new year, we're gonna have Christmas. People, and you know, for those people that don't have family, that don't like it, that are bah humbug, or you know, think that it's, you know, and we have like we have huge, every religion has its own celebrations of a sort around this time of year. There, it's just, this is what happens. It's part of the universal oneness of humanity. We, this is why I, when I was younger, I could accept the Baha'i faith, because the Baha'is are very, you know, I, the thing I love about the Baha'is is they're 100% pacifists. They won't go to war.
But he placed the seed, the mustard seed of faith in all mankind. And that seed is not going to nurture by itself. It has to be nurtured by the word. And, you know, the more people read the word, it's like history, okay, even though we know the history's been
Yeah, but
changed
Carol,
here
I'm not
all
taking it.
lies.
I really like this. This is the thing. I can't let this be about quote the word because I can't buy that. I don't think, me personally, and I don't mean to offend you, just like I actually have a family member who married a really sweet Jewish man who's studying to become a rabbi. I told him I did not believe in the current is state of Israel. I thought they were made by the industrial military complex, and that the Jewish people are being used to create, you know, genocide and murder, death, kill on behest of the United, of the military for
Well,
war
coming
profits
from a
anyway.
different perspective, I mean, I've stood on the word. I know the word is true. And he did, after all,
Well,
save
this
my
is
house from
interesting
the
thing. So
bankers.
have many people of every faith stood on their word. And I'm not saying that it's not true. I don't, but my thing
Right.
is really there's a universality about it. Like I believe that we don't, that whole thing, I'm not going to doubt what you say about it because frankly, I went through that being saved thing, but it's not, to me, it's in my view, it's limited, but that's not the point whose view is correct or what it is. There's one universal key here. It's about love. And I really believe in the power of love in our prayers, however we go into it, reading the word, reading the Quran, reading the Bhagavad Gita, whatever it is, or if refusing to read any of it and going into the forest and just talking to the trees and being with yourself, all of that brings about the same spirit.
I stood on the word, though, girlfriend. I stood on the word when 12 years of battling J.P. Morgan Chase, and when I found out about the common law and the court of record and all this stuff a couple months back, and that is what saved my house, actually, not their statutes, their judicial system that's set up, which is nothing more than a revenue service to draw in money off of the public. But when I stood on the word where his word said, "It shall not come nigh my dwelling," you know, I stood on that word.
Well,
And it did not come nigh my dwelling. And I always had a peace about it. I'm not saying that I wasn't occasionally upset with having to go through all the
okay,
things
so
that I
look,
had to go
I get
through.
what you're saying. It this, but this is the point. The people that are living around St. Louis are also using the same Bible. They're asking God for the same help. And you know why they're getting it? Because they're asking. It's slow. They don't have the public voice. This is why I decided to adopt them. And it took me a lot of courage. I'll be honest. I had to put my courage feet on to even have this conversation today. Because I really, like, right before Christmas, it's a very sensitive thing. I respect the idea that people love Christ and have that whole thing about it, right? But to talk about it in such a disconnected way, I thought might hurt people's feelings right before Christmas.
Well, everybody, you know, everybody has opinions. Everybody has their own faith. And that's what's great about America, you know. We are a universal type thing of any faith that can practice their faith within our country.
Right.
And I don't have any qualms about that. If that's how they believe, who am I to say or to judge, which we're not to judge. If that's how they believe, fine. But don't infringe on my right to believe as I feel is right for me.
Right.
You know, but a lot
exactly.
of these faiths that are coming into our country are wanting to do that exact thing and convert everybody to their faith, and I don't believe in that.
Well,
but
that's actually not true, Carol. I'm going to tell you that is not true. That is not
what?
True. I told you that is not true that they're coming in here wanting us to change to their faiths.
Some of them are. Some of them
not
are.
Not enough. Like, does it matter? The few that come. I mean, there's lunatic fringe on the Christian right that tell us that, you know, women have to wear these, you know, you have to cover your head.
Burkers.
Well, there's a, you know,
what they call burkas.
Well, you know what? I wish I could wear a burqa. I have worn. I have covered myself. When I was studying the Baha'i faith, I chose to cover myself. And I liked it. I'll be honest. I liked it. It was comfortable. And I, for the first time, I mean, but that's not the issue. This is not what I'm talking about. Like, you can believe that these, you see, I believe that that's social engineering, that you're freaked out about people coming in here of different religions. Because we have a system of laws and regulations where people can't just come in and start doing whatever
well,
they
but,
want.
But what they're
laws.
Saying, though, is you got to believe like they believe in Allah and worship Him and do this Sharia law and all that stuff. I ain't for that, you know?
Well, you know what? I don't believe that they're actually coming in saying that. I just don't buy that. I think that's social engineering. I think you're saying that because you're buying the line of crap that's being fed to us.
Well, there's been some people here in the United States that already had their heads cut off.
I don't believe that at all, Carol. I mean, I don't think, personally, that thing that happened in San Bernardino was not done by those people they told it was done by. I don't believe it at all. I don't buy
no.
that story. I think it's to create the hate. That's what it's about. Create the hate.
So you don't think them wanting to do jihad here?
No. You know what? There's so much. There's evidence that the CIA sent in people to train these people are just farmers. They're barely educated. No, they don't.
Well, propaganda just to put the fear and terror
no.
in the American
look,
mind. You know.
Okay. So look, this is the thing. The whole killing thing. It's war profiteering. It's all war profiteering. Where are the arms coming from? The United States military. How'd they get
yeah.
to them? I mean, honestly,
yeah.
people need to think through this whole thing. That is not the point of today's
I
show,
I believe they're
Carol.
Funding both sides. Yeah, I believe they're funding both sides.
Carol,
surely they are.
Carol, this is not the point. Exactly. Actually, it is the point of this conversation today. Our country goes right into fear right away so easily. We need people to start praying. It's not just praying. It's about putting your mindset together. In your heart of hearts, believe that we can find solutions, that the lawmakers will change their hearts and minds. We need to focus on the idea that we need them to change their decisions, because mad scientists gone mad need to end running the show. And how do we do it? Our lawmakers control the purse strings of where things go. And we need Roy Blunt, Clay McCaskill, all of the representatives, and those Those, I honestly, it was a stunning $50,000 to the Republican state Senate campaign, $50,000 to the Republican representatives campaign at the state level.
Well,
and
see,
those
I
people are now
that.
Running ads. It's just like, they're just neglect. And those same people are calling themselves Christians. That's what gets me. And I really think we can change their hearts and minds. We need divine intervention. And I don't know how else to make it happen. Like, honestly, this is why I do the tapping. I really love tapping, and I tap on stuff, and I don't know how it happens, but I think it's about tuning into your God source. I think that's what happens. You release all your blockages, your inner religious blockages, and you can just walk in love like you're just not afraid anymore. Like you can just have.
Yeah, because we are energy beings, you know. We do have, you know, electrical.
We're part of it all.
Right.
And so I really think that we can, if we focus our minds, and it's, and yes, prayer is exactly what, I think it's kind of prayer. But I don't know, you know, like as I said earlier, I'm a bit of a battered, you know, I'm a result of our battered nation, right? I feel like I've been gaslit so much, I don't even know what's right or wrong. How do you think I found that frame? Because really, our whole nation has been gaslit. I mean, we really have had our heads twisted, and right now, the people of St. Louis are being gaslit themselves. We know, we have scientific fact. We know for a fact if you live that close to a nuclear dump site, especially one that has been grotesquely neglected in the manner that it has, you are going to have all of the calamities that are happening there.
Right.
We don't need one more study. What we need is for our elected officials to change their hearts and to push back and say, you know what, take a look at these facts, take a look at this. Look, I mean, if they put, they could decide that they're even going to go to court to fight these people. I mean, it's outrageous that we are allowing children and families, it's an offense to everything we stood for in World War II, if you believe that we actually won that war. Because those people are veterans of World War II, in my opinion. Like, it's unconscionable. We have a responsibility to move them immediately, no questions asked. This is not how America treats its fellow citizens that have inadvertently been caught in harm's way. It's unconscionable. And so I really wanted to, you know, as we were talking, read that scripture again, because it's really a great scripture. Would you mind?
Okay, no, I won't mind. I've got to find it again because I ended up switching to...
Doing something else, okay. Reading the word as you do.
Okay. Well, and two, I wanted to plug for another scripture in here, just for the prayers of protection, which are Psalm 91, 35,
like
and 23. Okay, hold up.
Hold up. Well, look, see, this is the thing. This is why I wanted to talk to us about it. I really think if we just put our minds to it, we need to move into their hearts that they're going to really feel responsible to move these people of St. Louis. And to just
I have it. It's here.
Okay,
and this is in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Yeah, that's amazing, and heal their land. When you read that, you were just saying something and you read that, and I was like, wow, that's what we need. We need to heal the land. And what's interesting is that was written how long ago? A long time ago. This is what I mean. Like, there are messages here that we can actually understand. And when I say turn away from wicked ways, in my view, the wicked ways is war profiteering. I'm very clear. I'm not talking about people not being gay or being married or whatever it is you want to call wicked or non-wicked. I call wicked war profiteering.
I view the Bible. I ran across this saying years ago. BIBLE, standing for basic instructions before leaving Earth. Okay. I mean, truly, it is.
That's funny. Basic instructions. That's totally hilarious. Well, you know, that's the thing about the Bible, though, Carol. Let's be clear. The Bible that I read as a Catholic, very different from the Bible you read. You know, everybody has a different Bible. That's the part that's an interesting part of the whole quote. And actually, the whole thing about faith is an interesting thing, that we could actually allow someone like George Bush and Dick Cheney to call themselves Christians and people like, the hell you are. Honestly,
well,
no.
I've heard ever since I was knee-high to a grasshopper that the King James Bible was the truest translation of the Hebrew Bible, the original Torah, when in fact it isn't. I had since learned that it was the Gutenberg Press Bible that was the original translation from the Hebrew Bible.
Okay, so and, look, in terms of a practical guide, I have to mention this because it's really like this book changed my life, The Four Agreements. And I don't know if, I know I've talked to you about it, and people don't really understand what it's about. But it's, you know, I'm not, I think that our, quote, Christian life, our whole thesis of all of that really stampeded over people, ancient people's religions, and disregard them with a sleight of the hand. And when I found the Four Agreements, it's based on ancient Toltec knowledge. It's a simple thing that really has changed my life. And this is what it says. During our early life, we began to make agreements. Our parents rewarded us when we did what they wanted and punished us when we didn't. We learned behaviors and habits in schools and church and from other adults and children on the playground. The tools of reward and punishment were often emotional and sometimes physical. The impact of other people's opinions and reactions became a very strong force in us as the habits we created. In this process, we created agreements in our mind of whom we should be, who we shouldn't be, who we were, and who we were not. Over time, we learned to live our life based on agreements in our own mind. We learned to live according to the agreements that came from the opinion of others. In the process of domestication, it turned out that the choices we make and the life we live is more driven by the opinion of others we learned from others than one we would choose on our own. So this
is part... It's an indoctrination.
Yes. Now, the four agreements... The four agreements are this. Number one, be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word, and the word is capital here, interestingly enough. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. Number two.
Right, and that's being in honor.
Right.
You
number
know,
two.
There's a thing of going through this life that when you give your word, you should stand behind it. And have character.
Integrity. It's integrity. Number two, don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What you say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. Number three, don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With this, with just this one judgment, you can completely transform your life. Always, and number four, always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to when you're sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. And for me, these are just basic tools in life that I think those are things that are really great. And I really, honestly, this is the thing about being impeccable with your word. It's our internal word. It's our minds. We actually have to purify our thoughts, like in terms of getting the results, believing that we can create the results that we want. Like, we don't have to accept the slow train that people are on, you know what I mean, in terms of getting results to stopping the nuclear cartel from harming the planet any further than they are. We need them to change their hearts and minds and put a light to fire under their own rear ends, you know what I mean? Like, we need them to get it going on their own. And we can create that momentum, I think, just with prayer and just with the thoughts in our minds. And I think that that whole thing is if we turn to the spirit, we really turn to the spirit and focus in, I do believe you do get saved. I think we do get, we can, I personally have walked across the fire. I know what it's like I've had a lot of things in my life that were quite challenging. And if I didn't understand that my connection, that I actually have big angels around me, I have a big spirit helping me along the path, I think that we can actually we've done nothing, but it's not that we neglected the nuclear industry for 70 years. We honestly did not know about them. We were intentionally misinformed. And now the curtain has pulled back. We see Oz. And we see he's just a broken old man who's messing everything up, and it's up to us to
Right.
fix it. And I really think that that's part of the divine intervention, is God's going to give us the ideas, like the sparks are going to fly. We're going to like, oh yeah, we can do that. Already we already know a lot about remediation. Like we do know you stay inside, you protect yourself from 80% of the radiation. And we also know that those people living right next door to that nuclear waste dump site need to be moved right now, today.
Right.
It one day, it, you know, 2 weeks is probably too long, but it's going to take them probably 6 months to a year to really pack up and leave. But if they've been there for 15 years, you know what I mean? Like, goodness sakes, what do you expect? There's people been there for a
Yeah,
long
they're
time.
already exposed. They'll already get leukemias and lung
Yeah, but you
cancer.
know what? They still need to be moved. Their families still deserve it, and they're
Yes,
asking for it.
I'm not saying they shouldn't. They should have been got out immediately.
And
And
we and I think that we can, if we right as we coming into the time of Christmas, I think it's really important for people to use that spirit of love that people like to feel. We like to feel that at Christmas. We love to get together with our families or our friends or our neighbors, even if it's just one person who knocks at your door and gives you a hug. Like that happens a lot. You know what I mean?
Right.
I've had Christmases where I didn't see my children. I wasn't able to see them. Something came up and one of my neighbors came up and brought me just a little bowl of fruit or something and just gave me a hug. And you know what? That means a lot. And those things carry humanity through. And I really believe that it's important for us to focus our minds, just focus our minds on creating the results that we want. And believing that miracles can happen because they do happen. We can change the earth, you know? So that's my thinking. What do you think, Carol?
I think that, like you said, love is the ultimate commandment.
Yeah.
Prayer is the only thing that's going to battle, because this is a battle between good and evil. And unless the people turn to the Father in fervent prayer, and I would urge people myself, as I had done many years ago, of course, he directed me to do it, was to bless my property line, bless my home, speak the prayers. Even Jesus, Yeshua, ended up saying, "You're to bless your children from the eldest down." The dads are supposed to do this. Bless them from the oldest child down, and speaking to them the blessings of Abraham in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it has the blessings and the curses that are in there. If you don't abide by them, then there's all the curses that'll come. But,
Well, maybe that's where
it's
we're at. Maybe that's,
forevermore.
maybe that's where we're at, all the curses. But, again, I got to jump in, man. I sort of reject all that. Like, it's not that I don't reject the concept, but the language to me I find super offensive. The idea is not, I mean, the whole point is if you turn away from God, there's your life. I mean, we have this power on top of our heads. We have a massive computer that. And humans are the only, we are the only species, not just humans, because I believe the animal species feels love too. Our planet generates love. And our love is the strongest force on the planet. I know a man whose son was in an industrial accident, and he was walking underneath, they were in working in the same building. His son walked underneath a forklift that had a bunch of steel, like 2,000 to 3,000 pounds of steel on it. The steel chopped, smashed the kids, fell on the kid's leg. His leg was underneath it and severed essentially. His dad came in, who was 73 years old, and lifted the steel, pulled his son out and grabbed the leg and put it in ice and saved his son's leg, and they put it back together. That's the
Oh,
power of love. That is the power of love. Let me tell you what. We have the ability to change things. How many people have we heard of? Look at Kevin Blanch even. He's like, hell no, I'm not dying. I love my life. I want my life. I'm taking it back. He refused to die. He said no. And he found a solution. How? Because he decided. You kept your house. How? You decided. That's the power of love. We have to
That's right.
decide as a public source. And if they throw all of us in the frickin' FEMA camps and throw us all in jail, there's something that's what those people said in Auschwitz. You know what they can't change? They can't change our hearts. They can't change our mind. They can't take our hearts from us. They cannot. We might tuck it away, but we're not going to stop it. And it's time for us to use the power that we have to create the solutions and believe that we have the solutions. We have 2 minutes left, I think. Hold on. Yeah, we have about 2.5 minutes left. And we are coming into the Christmas season, you guys. I really want to tell everybody Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, whatever it is you say to each other at this time. Because really, this is. We are being attacked. The war profiteers are in full mode, man. They are like slathering up the people at home. If you can't hear Carol's reaction, my reaction, I'm paranoid of my own government. So like it's not even paranoia. We know they're listening. We know counting names and counting heads and taking names, I guess that's what they say. But we do have a greater
May I
power than
pray
they
with
do.
you for our nation?
Yes. And not just the
Okay,
nation, for the entire planet.
well, that too, but yeah. Heavenly Father, we come to you joined in prayer, as your word says to do, that you would bless this world once more and bless this nation of America. I pray for all peoples, whatever their faith is, whatever they believe in, let them call out to you. Anoint them, Heavenly Father. Anoint your people that they would turn to you, because we know it's not by our own wills and might that is going to change this nuclear situation that has engulfed the world at 8 times that Fukushima has gone around it. Heavenly Father, I pray for all the people of this planet, that your hand would mightily stretch forth from thy holy throne and heal our land, Heavenly Father, as your word says to do. The people would gather together in groups and pray for your mighty hand to change the land, to heal it. Let them, I speak the prosperity, spirit, and hope, and joy, and tranquility, and
And
abundance,
genuine
and
solutions. And I pray that we all get together and heal our minds and create the solutions that we need, because this is
yes,
what we really
he.
need. The solutions are here. God's placed it on our hearts. If we just turn our hearts and minds into this, put your courage feet on, you guys. We have 20 seconds. And thank you for joining us, Carol. And thanks for blessing us with a prayer. And
And thank you, Lord, for your answers. And I say that in Jesus
Yes.
Yeshua's name.
And Merry
I
Christmas, you
appreciate being on
guys.
your show, girl. Thank you
Thanks,
so
Carol.
much.
Put your courage feet on, you guys. Let's put our minds down to this and save our planet. Ciao, you guys. See you Friday.